welcome to the press conference for the winners of the 72nd Berlinale. We're going to have a lot of happy people coming to visit us. Feel free to raise your hand if you have a question for them. And we are not going to follow the order of the ceremony. It's whoever is ready to join us. And we're going to start with the Encounter Special Jury Award, which went to A Vendredi Robinson by Mitra Farahani. Please welcome Mitra Farahani.
Sur le net et fait par les envois de l'image et des mots par email. Et donc la pandémie n'a absolument pas joué un rôle, sauf qu'il m'a donné énormément de concentration, de rester à la maison et faire moins partie du montage.
Merci Mitra, pour vous féliciter encore. Bonne soirée. €15,000, and the winner was Zona by Colvin Ayoub. Welcome, Colvin. Welcome, congratulations on your wedding with the film industry. Is there a question for Colvin?
Congratulations for this prize for the film. How difficult it was for you to do, because the country is always a section that needs a lot of energy to make the film. So how was it for you?
I think all films need a lot of energy to make. But we had the experience that we had Corona in between, so we had to break up, interrupt the shootings, and we had to start shooting the movie again in autumn after March, you know, the big lockdown thing where everybody thought they would die. And yes, but it was good because we learned from all the mistakes we did in the first days, so now I think it's a good film with, yes, a lot of energy.
Colvin, you were in Berlinale Talents not so long ago.
Yeah.
So I suppose Berlinale is officially something special for you.
Yes, it's very special. I mean, I had heartbreaks in Berlin and love and hopes. And now I'm here, it's everything. It's like a second home. That's great.
Yes?
Noch mal fragen, Magda Fitscher noch mal. Wir haben ja vor ein paar Tagen ein Interview gemacht und hättest du wirklich erwartet, Gottfried, dass du jetzt diesen Preis gewinnst? Das ist doch eigentlich unglaublich. Also, oder ist das schon kein großes Ding für dich mehr?
Nicht so unglaublich, es ist ein sehr tolles Spiel.
No, I was very, when I heard it, I was so happy, I cried a little bit and called everybody I knew and, I mean, from the movie and yeah, it's very cool. You cannot imagine how cool it is and how happy you can feel about that, something like this. Yeah, because you work so long on it and then you stand there and get this prize and you think, yeah, cool. But yeah, I mean, you have to work and do the second feature and the third feature and you'll see maybe you're bad and pressure and things like this. It's going to be very funny.
It's an award shared with the producers. I heard you say the other night at the premiere that it was a very special relationship with our producers, mm-hmm. who are absolutely key in making you free to make the film how you want it.
Yes, that was great because Ulrich Seidel and Veronika Franz, they both like to work with non-professional actresses mostly, and they shoot chronologically and they know when you want artistic freedom, they let you, but I mean, they believe in you, so they let you. If you're bad, I don't know. But yes, and it's like a family company, I think. They're all cool and nice and loving. And we believe in each other, it's very nice.
So the whole film is a family story?
Yeah, it is, maybe. I mean, it's fiction, but I think that my feelings and emotions and experience, how I felt as a teenager, is in that movie, of course.
And my parents are also in the movie, so.
Sure. Yeah. I have a question. Do you already have plans for my next project?
Yes, my next project is Mond. It's Moon. And hopefully I will shoot it in winter or spring next year. And it's a cool story.
We look forward to it and we hope this award will give you wings.
Yes, hopefully, yes. I hope that Austria will give me all their funds. Hi.
Thank you for it.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Silver Bear, Jury Prize, from Mania de Domingo, by Bruno Ribeiro. Please welcome him. Short films, and this time the big winner, the Golden Bear, for best short film, Trap by Anastasia Weber. Please welcome her. Welcome, Anastasia. Many congratulations.
Thank you very much.
This film is your graduation film,
yes.
And it's very masterful.
Thank you.
You said it took quite a while to make it happen. What's your feeling tonight? Is there some sense of closure, or will it always remain open?
So, very strange feelings, yes, because it was a long way to make this film.
So I am as a beginner a filmmaker, so I met, I guess, all difficulties which can happen on the way of beginner filmmaker, and now I guess I can make something in cinema, maybe a little bit. So, and this award is a big responsibility for me, and advance to work and to continue. So, and it really gives me power and some feelings to continue, I guess, my work. There's quite many questions. Yes?
Congratulations, Margaret Vidya. Business is in spirit, it's on the song. Think you are born for a short film, really, but you want to go also on feature film with your next project, or you want to stay on this short film genre? Because I think it's fantastic, but what do you want from your career as a director now, where you win an award? Yeah? What is your thinking now, in this moment? Thank you.
Thank you for the question. So of course I want to make a full-length film. Feature, of course, but you know, I understood that the main thing in directing is to have my own way of practice, and I really can't define the art of cinema on some points, and I'm really interested in film and in digital and 3D and in experimental film and video essay, and it would be really nice to combine all these genres and to make some new forms or something like that. And this is my main point as a director, but in the way of my career, of course, I understand that I had to make a full-length film, and I'm ready for it, so... Thank you. We have one more?
My name is Mahai Sahib. I love shorts. Every year I go to the shorts and I see around 20, 30. The question I will ask you is, making a short is like making a film, because you have a script, but you have not the time, you have to do it. So how difficult it was for you to put all good things in one?
Oh, it was very difficult because I had about 35 shooting days, and I really cut a lot of material, and I had to choose the best. And it was like a knife in my heart, in my young filmmaker's heart. But then I understood that it's a way, and it's really a method of working. And this is what director really had to make, always find the decisions. So there aren't any problems. There are only decisions which director could make. And this understanding really could help me continue this work and combine this. And of course, I have a lot of crew members who helped me. Two editors, for example, Konstantin Karagin, he was there on the premiere of the film, and also Dima Novikov. We worked together, and these people really helped me to conclude this to the one idea and to make every short work on the main idea for the film. So, thank you, Anastasia. We wish you the best and congratulations again. Wonderful. The documentary award winner, the FBB documentary award winner, which won 40,000 euros thanks to the sponsor, Myanmar Diaries. We welcome the producers, Corinne van Eggaert and Peter. Very inspiring. I'm not not sure what to add. I mean, I think it was indeed important to make us think very strongly about those filmmakers who come here with us tonight. We hope somehow the people making films that will be seen together with them. This film worked as a whole. It's not only random patchwork. So who conceived that global piece of work?
It's a bit of a back and forth process working with the filmmakers. I mean, initially started out as an omnibus. They contacted us right in the first week, right after the coup. We had. They said, look, we want to make an omnibus of films. Can you help us? Said, of course. What can we get started? And then the film started kind of coming in, and then there was complete freedom in the process. The only thing that they agreed upon was that everything had to be anonymous, so you can't show anybody's face. We heard about it the first time. How is that going to work? Make something emotionally moving without showing anybody's face? That's going to be hard. We were so surprised. And then it was the idea is it became much more difficult to film outside. You have all these intimate scenes, right? So we decided to try to contrast those with documentary footage or something.
Thank you. Other questions?
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Mahar Sivit, after the refugees. Thank you, three times. I saw this film, and really it was troubling to see these students being killed. And these young boys taking every step of this, and I don't have to say anything about the film because it was really perfect for this documentary film. Just when you meet them, tell them that Berlinale is really happy that you got this film here.
Yeah, thank you so much. They're thrilled, I mean, of course. Yeah. So thank you.
Yeah, what we should also tell you, thank you for your remark about what can we do next, how can they continue their work. Our next plan is to launch an online platform where we would like to basically raise money to help these filmmakers continue their work, and not just money, but also to get other producers and professional people involved to lift them up and push them further in mentoring and producing. So that's our next step, and that's probably going to be released at the Movies That Matter Film Festival in The Hague at the end of April.
Oh. Can I ask what was the hand sign that you did on the stage?
Yeah, that's a sign that's been taken from the Hunger Games, and it's been, this is, I think originally it's like a scout's honor, but the filmmakers, or not film, sorry, the protesters in Thailand, Hong Kong, and Myanmar are using this sign now. And it's basically just a youth culture aspect of protesting so that there is a unity in the protest, but it's taken over by all the generations there. Everybody's using the sign. Because this is an army going against its people, so there is no people inside the army. So everybody's using it.
Thank you so much. Many words.
Using this sign is also a sign for them that we're thinking about them. That's why we like.
Yeah.
If you're watching, we're thinking about you. Congratulations. And congratulations to your producers.
Just today, luckily. the ending, so this final phrase, but it sounds like no matter how many years has passed, nothing changes. I'm lying down and he's on top of me, and sort of this power dynamic doesn't change much, no matter if we're in the 21st century or in the time when the book which was read was written. So could you comment a bit on that? If there is hope for the society in this aspect, or it still would be this similar power dynamic also in, I don't know, 50 years, 100?
Well, I mean, it's really the ending of the book, the sentence. And you want me to repeat the sentence? No. Well, it's not my comment. The book was written anonymously, probably by a man, and it's in the fashion of the female memoir, which means that it's written in, as if a woman would have written it. And some of the men who came to the casting call, they thought that it's a documentary book written by a woman, which of course, I suppose, would sound quite different. Of course, it's a male fantasy. So it was interesting for me to confront men of today, like in a field experiment, with a text, pornographic text, that was written more than 100 years ago. And, I decided to end the film with the end of the book, but also this kind of this very basic philosophy, if you want, yeah? If you cut it down to this, one lies above, one lies below, you could also reverse the position. So that's what I did in the film. Usually as we know for many years, there were women sitting on the casting couch and men directed them, or they try to attract the director, and I reverse the situation. It's a very simple or easy concept in a way. So, I mean, those men were sitting on my casting couch, and I talked to them, I had agreed a small paragraph, and I was very much astonished to find out how open-minded they were. Because to tell you the truth, I mean, my girlfriends and me, many times we said, men don't talk about themselves. And I found out that it's not really true. They enjoyed the filming and had fun, and I hope that they like the film, because it was just finished. Not all of them saw it already.
You said you were surprised that people were interested in your film. Now that not only the festival invited it, but the jury recognized it as their best film, does it start to sink in that maybe people are interested in this?
Somehow it touched something. I mean, when you make a film, you never know what happens when the film is released and seen by the public. Actually, we thought in the editing process nobody will ever screen this film. the whole story since December, when the jury saw the film, is so funny for me, because I didn't expect anything in this case. But now I start to think that maybe the film came in the right moment, because there's kind of new taboos and new censorship around, like names like cancel culture and so on. So to do something completely subversive, already the text is subversive, but this whole constellation of 100 men shouting words out of this book, and having fun, maybe some people are happy that it's possible. Maybe it's a moment of freedom that it's possible to do it, you know, and to screen it and to watch it and to laugh, maybe.
Thank you so much. Join me in applauding Rebecca Mann. Best Director Academy
for this liked a lot in this movie was that the three characters started in a kind of equal position at the beginning, and at the end there is a kind of disbalance between the three characters, and I had a very critical view on the female main character. And what I like is that this movie is made by a female filmmaker, by a woman, and it's for me interesting that at the end it's this constellation, and honestly for me it's also kind of feminist filmmaking when at the end you have a critical view on the female character. So this is my impression when I watched the movie, and I would be interested in what you think about that. Thank you and congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you very much. No, I have to say, I don't know. I think for me the character of Sarah, the way Juliette Binoche is interpreting Sarah, and the way we wrote the script is she's also the victim, you know. She could be she's not judged by the film. I don't think so. For me, she is the victim, not of Jean, not of François. She's the victim of herself because she is right, in a way, to believe that she is allowed to follow a person, a desire. As she say, I always walk right. I always obey. And suddenly, she wants something that probably in many other stories it's allowed only to men, you know? And she takes that liberty to, not to cheat, but to answer herself to the question, what is worth doing in a situation like that? You know, as she said to Jean, once you love someone, you never stop loving that person. It's always there somewhere, you know. Maybe back, but it's still alive. It's still tempting to check if it's alive or not, if it was right or wrong. And probably she knows François is not totally fair, you know. Is maybe also a little bit looking for a vengeance. Maybe, yeah.
Thank you, Claire. Tonight you thanked a lot of other people, your actors, your provider, but this award is for your mise en scène. Best director, well, congratulations. Journey, congratulations.
Directing is certainly something you can do with great actor and actress.
Please welcome the winner of the Silver Bear Jury Prize, Natalia Lopez Gallardo, for Robber Girl.
It shows a community with no future, with no common project. I was thinking if maybe you have some hope of some things that can change in the future, the things we see in the movie. Thank you.
I think that we could be lost without hope. So of course I have hope. Of course I have hope in the human spirit. And, but I think that what I admire of Germany, it's the community sense of construction. And it's something that is lacking in Mexico nowadays. And I think that without looking for the others and without looking for the group and without the big children teaching the small children, like in a dynamic, it's difficult to grow. So my hope goes to that. Yeah. Thank you.
Yes.
Natalia, I need you to answer in Spanish, please.
Sí.
It's for Mexico and Bolivia.
Sí.
In the last days, en los últimos días, tú hablaste sobre convicciones en tu trabajo relacionadas, por ejemplo, con el montaje y lo que tú denominaste rompecabezas. Y las otras partes son la complejidad de las mujeres en las que te ocupas, que tienen a veces rollos ambivalentes como victimario o víctima también. ¿Qué es lo que crees que convenció al jurado del festival para, o qué crees que reconoció con ese premio, en ese sentido, el jurado?
Sí, yo creo que los dos temas de los que mencionas, finalmente la complejidad de los seres humanos y de alguna manera la construcción narrativa poco usual, creo que son dos aspectos tal vez colaterales del cine. Siento que lo que puede haber visto el jurado en esta película es una experiencia cinematográfica que les llamó la atención. Por supuesto que todos los elementos que tú mencionas construyen esa experiencia. Pero realmente me dejó impactada el jurado y su amor por el cine y por lo particular del cine siendo una experiencia. Perdón si no contesté tu pregunta, a veces me pierdo.
We have time for one more question. Yes.
First, congratulations on the Silver Bear. This is a film that we've watched that you will remember, and it's really something very impressive for me. And my question is there any hidden message behind the name, which is also very beautiful and unforgettable name? Is there any hidden message you want to convey through the name Lord James, because there's no Logan, there's no obvious James in the thank you.
Thanks to you, and I feel very grateful that you like it, because you are from another universe, different from Mexico, and to transmit the film to you, it's for me a great reward. I think that what we wish to construct is a kind of vase, and there is not a hidden message, but space for you to put your own subjective experience in it, and your own values and your own vision of life. So I think that's important. It's nothing is hidden. It's all there, but you have to put yourself in it. So it's a base that has to be filled with you. And the name, it's a phrase or something that I read at some point, I don't remember where, and I think it's a Buddhist idea that said that reality is like a row of gems, that in each gem the other ones are reflected. So for me it was a perfect portrait of the film, like remind me a web. For me the the film is like a constellation.
Thank you, Natalia, and congratulations for your Silver Bear and Jury Prize. Silver Bear for Outstanding Artistic Contribution, Rinti Panda for Everything Will Be Okay.
Into the world, like the cinema is all about power. It's all about who setting up the powers and who sees the powers. And using the public format and the film, I feel like you're trying to put some criticism towards the film cinema itself. So I would like to ask you, do you still believe in the power of image? Do you still believe in the power of cinema? And what do you want to actually say by using the phrase like the cinema is all about power and image is all about power? Thank you.
Le pouvoir, mais le pouvoir poétique, c'est une forme de poésie, de cinéma. Est-ce que le cinéma change quelque chose pour changer le monde? Non. Le pouvoir de cinéma, c'est vous faire vous rendre compte que vous avez peut-être la possibilité de changer les choses à votre niveau, même vous-même, au niveau individuel, je veux dire. Peut-être de manière dont chacun se change ou change individuellement permettent aussi peut-être de voir le monde autrement. C'est un problème de pouvoir au sens de liberté. J'espère rendre par la manière de monter le film, de faire le film, comme je me suis inspiré d'autres cinéastes avant moi. Vous avez cité Chris Macker, le plus grand. Le cadeau que Chris Macker me fait, c'est la liberté. Ça m'apprend, il m'a appris la liberté. Il m'a appris de comment prendre l'image et travailler l'image librement. Et cette liberté-là est essentielle aujourd'hui parce que, comment vous dire, on a l'impression toujours d'être super libre parce qu'on peut balancer 4 tweets. Moi, j'en ai balancé déjà 20. En sortant de la remise du prix, comme ça, 20 messages, comme ça, avec des photos. Et j'ai l'impression d'être très libre de faire ça. En fait, je ne suis pas libre du tout, je suis conditionné par une forme de communication et que je ne suis peut-être même pas capable après de lire la réalité qui m'entoure, en fait. La réalité, ça va être demain matin, quand je rentre chez moi. Et si je passe dans un quartier, comment les gens vivent, est-ce que je suis capable de voir comment les gens vivent, comment les gens pensent, comment les gens respirent. Tout est dans l'immédiateté. Actuellement, c'est très rapide. Et que, quand je dis le cinéma et le pouvoir, c'est le pouvoir peut-être de vous faire comprendre que c'est la différence entre le cinéma et peut-être les séries télévisuelles, par exemple, c'est le cinéma vous donne la possibilité de vous installer en distance par rapport au sujet. C'est ce que le cinéma que j'aime moi, j'aime faire, c'est d'avoir un distance, pouvoir prendre le temps de regarder, de prendre le temps de... Je ne suis pas obligé de le suivre comme un drogué, 10 numéros de suite, une relance, etc. C'est une mécanique scénaristique qui me rend presque drogué de l'intrigue. Alors, le cinéma, du genre Chris Macaire ou du genre même Tarkovsky ou du genre même Robert Bresson, c'est de vrai art de manière différente qui me semble que m'apprend à mieux saisir la réalité du monde. En ce sens-là, le cinéma a le pouvoir. Mais est-ce qu'il change les choses? Non, sinon ça serait déjà changé. Il ne change rien, mais, mais le cinéma est là. Donc prenons le cinéma en main, prenons-le pas. Et mordre-le en pleine dent. Mais essayez de respirer, de vivre avec, avancer.
Je vous écouterai toute la nuit, mais on va devoir vous remercier voilà. Et vous féliciter encore pour votre pour ce dernier. With me, the winner of the Silver Bear for Best Screenplay, Laila Stiller, for Javier Conas Vega. Welcome, Laila. Congratulations. It was very joyful to see your surprise and your happiness.
Vor 10 Jahren oder vor 12 Jahren das letzte Mal einen Film auf der Berlinale gewesen und mir war bis kurz vor der Veranstaltung gar nicht klar, dass es einen Drehbuchpreis gibt. Also ich war im Grunde bis zu dem Moment null aufgeregt, weil es betraf mich ja gar nicht. Also ich, also null.
Is there a question for Laila? Laila, so the screenplay is inspired by the story that Moab Romanas wrote, and did you have to meet also the real protagonist to write your story? Did it make a difference?
Es ist in Ordnung, wenn ich Deutsch spreche.
Ja, genau.
Ja, also es gab in der Tat, es gab sehr viele Treffen mit, also zunächst natürlich mit Rabir Konas und mit Bernhard Docke. Später habe ich auch Nora getroffen und ich war von vornherein völlig hin und weg und verliebt in die Idee, über diese Geschichte aus der Perspektive der Mutter zu schreiben. Und als ich Rabir dann kennengelernt habe, war sie für mich, habe ich gesehen, also sie ist ja die Inkarnation einer Mutter. Und sie hat es mir auch wirklich sehr leicht gemacht, über sie zu schreiben. Und als ich dann Bernhard Docke kennenlernte, war das sozusagen auch ein bisschen das Gegenteil. Und daraus entstand dann auch die Idee, dass die beiden ja auch komische Momente haben dürfen in ihrer Beziehung zueinander.
Did it feel like you needed sort of their approval of your script? Did it feel like you needed their approval of your screenplay?
Ja, ja, auf jeden Fall, ja, natürlich. Also es ist immer, also wenn ich, es ist nicht das erste Mal, dass ich über Personen schreibe, die tatsächlich existieren. Das ist immer ein ganz besonderer Fall, wenn du über jemanden schreibst, der noch lebt und der sich den Film dann natürlich auch am Ende angucken kann. Du hast immer eine ganz besondere Verantwortung, einerseits. Andererseits, wenn ich einen Film schreibe, der ein Spielfilm sein soll, dann muss ich mich natürlich auch von ihnen abstoßen. Das heißt, ich muss erstmal ganz nah ran und dann muss ich wieder ganz weit weg.
Sorry, many hands suddenly. We have time for one question. So, we haven't heard you yet. Thank you.
Ich stelle die Frage jetzt auf Deutsch. Und zwar, gerade eben meintest du, du hast mit denen sehr nah zusammengearbeitet. Ich frage mich dann natürlich auch, ob du zwischendrin beim Drehbuchschreiben auch nochmal auf Rabir zum Beispiel zurückgekommen bist und dir gezeigt hast, wie weit du bist.
Nein, also das jetzt nicht. Das, ich, ich habe geschrieben und bin natürlich zwischendrin immer wieder zurück nach Bremen gefahren und habe weiter Fragen gestellt. Also das schon. Und also ich erinnere mich zum Beispiel, ich hatte mir zu Beginn so eine Art Timetable gemacht, wann ist eigentlich was passiert in diesem Fall. Das ist wichtig, also man muss sich an Daten halten. Also das muss man, glaube ich. Ja. Und dann ist mir aufgefallen, dass zwischen Mai 2002 und November 2003 nichts passiert, gar nichts. Aber hier kriegt keine Post von Murat. Bernhard Dockes Aktionen verlaufen im Sande, es passiert einfach nichts. Und da bin ich zum Beispiel nochmal zu Rabir hin und habe gesagt, sag mal, was war denn da in der Zeit? Wie hast du das ausgehalten? Und sie sagt, ja, ich bin ja Mutter, ich bin Hausfrau, ich hatte die Kinder, ich weiß auch nicht mehr. Und ich habe dann versucht, mir das vorzustellen und habe gedacht, das kann ich gar nicht darstellen. Also es gab mehrere Versuche, diese Abgründe darzustellen, diese tiefen Emotionen, und das ist mir nicht gelungen. Und aus diesem, sagen wir mal, Unvermögen, ja, ist die Idee entstanden, diese Zeitsprünge zu setzen und das mit Tagen zu benennen, damit die Zuschauer sozusagen sich die Lücken selber ausfüllen können.
Thank you so much, Yaya, and again, congratulations for your award.
We are welcoming now the winner of the Best Director Award of the Encounters competition, Siri Shoygin for Ulhun. Welcome back. Is there any question? Okay, I hope. Thierry, congratulations for your film. It's not only well directed, which is what you were awarded for. It's also a film obviously well written, with the precision of these watchmakers that you're filming. And it makes me call your film extremely ambitious. It's also the film of a hardworking filmmaker. And I don't know if that's a question. How much time did you give this project? How long has it been with you?
That's a good question, because actually I studied in film school in Berlin, and I meet some of my old Berlin friends, and they tell me, but wait, you have been talking about this project already 12 years ago in some bar. So yeah, it's been reviewed for quite some time. And also because I come from a family of watchmakers who produced the RS piece, so used to produce it. So yeah, it's been a while.
So what's the feeling tonight after this journey and receiving this award for it?
How does it feel? It feels just like a long journey that comes to an incredible end right now. I don't know if it's an end, but it's been quite a journey.
We hope it's the beginning of a very long life for this film, meeting its audience everywhere around the world, really. It was just the film's world premiere. Is there any question for Siri? To what extent, there's a number of characters in your film, to what extent did they contribute something to their characters? The actors, I mean.
Yes, of course. I mean, all the people who appear in the film are not professional actors. They are real watchmakers, or they are friends of mine, or artists in real life, or they are truck drivers or farmers. So the idea was really how to reconstruct certain or reenact certain situations from the past, from the 19th century, and then just bring people together who live as human beings today and see how they would handle those situations together, how they would face each other, and how they would what language they would use. So I mean, everything goes to those people somehow, because they appeared, of course, in costumes, in historical costumes, but they've appeared as the people who they are also.
this thing was powerful. There was this body language I loved it so much. But my question is about how is it for you when they call you to say, and you bring your film and you go in this room with the guys who are going to judge it, the film and go to encounter? So how was that time that you were sitting there? What were you thinking?
You mean what I was thinking when we were making the film?
Yeah.
I don't know. It was also kind of a risky in the AVR because there was a script, but in the end we did not know what's going to happen. We were shooting a lot of outside, and there was a lot of rain every day, for example. And also I didn't know how these people would appear in the film as the people who they are in historical costumes. So it was a risk, but also, I don't know, like this kind of curiosity of everybody that maybe dominated the scenery of what is going to happen here.
Thank you, Siri, for your comments. Many congratulations again. Enjoy your...
I think there was one.
I know, but we have okay. To move on, sorry.
No worries. Thank you so much.
Overall performance. Is that more special for you?
I
we don't have this gender question anymore. I was like, wow, but now, you know, it's like, you know, above that even. And I was like, where is the second one? Not even. And I was still thinking, like, isn't there like a male coming now? So yeah, it's a crazy feeling. And the thing, that's what I said, I have to sleep it over to understand what's going on here. Thank you so much.
Sprechen wir auf Deutsch, weil es ein Emotionalspiel ist. Ne? Sie sind sehr emotional und voller Energie, was ich ganz toll finde. Also ist eigentlich die Rolle für Sie auch perfekt gewesen. Können Sie sich aber eigentlich theoretisch auch vorstellen, wie Sie gesagt haben, eben, Sie wollen ein bisschen auch tiefer gehen, dass Sie mal eine total depressive Person spielen.
Total. Ja. Also ganz ehrlich, ich wollte gar nicht die Rabia Kunas witzig anlegen. Das war gar nicht so das, was ich wollte. Ich habe mich tatsächlich am Original orientiert. Und tatsächlich auch gemerkt, dass dieses Lustige, was sie hat, diese Leichtigkeit, die sie bringt, einfach etwas ist, was typisch Rabia ist. Und tatsächlich ihr wirklich Kraft gibt, das Ganze überhaupt zu durchstehen. Und deshalb war uns allen das wichtig, auch der Drehbuchautorin, die ja gerade auch hier war, und allen, wirklich genau diese zwei Seiten zu zeigen. Und, aber wenn demnächst etwas kommt, wo gar nichts Lustiges ist, ja, total gerne. Ja.
I'm sorry, we have to say good evening to Madame.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Dankeschön.
She's wonderful. They both have very distinct personalities, but you absolutely believe in their bind, what binds them, and you did that beautifully. So she also has to thank you for this beautiful role.
Yeah, we, as the story as well, we have each other as a woman as well, for me as a director and writer, and her as the character. The actress, I think we are doing what her role and Nana are doing actually in the film. We are supporting each other. That's what's important. We give each other.
each other's perspective, and we give room of freedom to each other as well. So I think that's what's matter.
Congratulations to you and to Laura. Please join me in congratulating Camila for the super bear, the supporting performance.
Thank you so much.
Please welcome Hong Song Soo, winner of the Silver Bear Conjury Prize.
Woo!
I think they expected me to read the title of your film in Korean. That was never going to happen. Yes? We can't hear you. Hold on.
Margaret Nitian, Herausgeber Kulturmagazin Spirit, ein Lächeln im Sturm. Ich bin ein großer Fan ihrer Filme.
I'm sorry, can you start from the
beginning? Of course. Yeah. I'm Margaret Nitian, publisher of the film magazine Spirit is Marvelous Dawn, since my 16th living year. And I'm a great admirer of your films. And you often shoot in black and white, and you have conversation films, but it's never boring. So why do you choose often black and white cinematography for your films? This would be really interesting for me. You know. Thank you. And congratulations, of course.
I think I was listening German, so I didn't understand. Number two is right. It's English, but I heard the German. Sorry.
In Spirit is Violent the Storm, I'm publisher, and I'm a great admirer of your films. And you often black and white cinematography, and they are also conversation films. But even we have a lot of talking people, it's never boring. So for me, it would be interesting to know why you choose black and white cinematography so often. Because we have in the end a little color in your film, but it's just a bonbon as a benefit. So why you often choose black and white? Is it your favorite style, or you love black and white films from the past? I really would like to know.
I guess I haven't come to the conclusion. Sometimes I ask myself why, but I really haven't come to the clear why that satisfies me. Of course, like many people, I am a lover of black and white photography. But I also kind of be careful about using for black and white, because it, as a audience, when I see the black and white movie, it tend to rely on that being a black and white too much. So I wanted to avoid that. So I haven't shot the black and white as much as I wanted, I guess. But recently, maybe some years ago, I just kind of discarded that being careful about black and white. So there are a few things like that changing. So I always like black and white, so I can, whenever I have a chance, I just go for it. And this feeling, at the end, there's a small clip of color, right? It has
for me is a stage, and the very beginning the book's story is about hearing, and the tower is looking, and the park is smelling, and the small restaurant is about eating, and then drinking, and getting drunk, falling asleep, and then going to the theater. It's kind of virtual reality. And then from that feeling, we see finally the color. It's a different sensation, progression, or a different sensation. I don't know, maybe it's too formal. I just wanted to do it. So that's one of a few things I came up when I was thought about this feeling. So in that sense, the brain wave was very appropriate.
One more question?
Yeah, it's a quick one. Thank you for your beautiful movie. Journalists usually ask questions to women about the fact they are awarded, about gender issues. You're the only man in the main crisis tonight at the Berlinale, so I ask you, as a man, how do you feel? Do you see things changing since you are in the industry?
Can you simplify?
How did it?
What?
About the awards list tonight, or as a man in the industry?
Yeah, he's the only man in the five or six main prizes. So
I didn't know that. So I'm the only man.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's just I don't want to find a meaning in that.
See, it's already normal. Thank you so
sometimes
much.
Sometimes something clicks, so I want to delve into it and find some mystery, the answer, something like that. But your question, I don't feel like being clicked.
Thank you, Jeremy. Congratulating Aung San Suu. Jury prize for the novelist film. So it's time, I suppose, for the Golden Bear. Golden Bear for Best Film, Alcaraz, represented by the director, Carla Simone.
Prácticamente todos los premios han sido otorgados a mujeres.
Sí. ¿Crees que algo ha cambiado? ¿Algo está cambiando? Porque ya está ahí para quedarse. Y de nuevo, tú has ganado dos premios, has venido aquí dos veces, has ganado dos premios. Esto pone la barra muy alto, ¿no? ¿Cómo te sientes presión para el próximo proyecto? ¿Crees que eso cambia tu manera de ver el cine?
Voy a empezar por la segunda. Yo creo que presión ahora no quiero sentir, porque tenemos que celebrar este premio. Esta película ha sido un viaje largo y difícil, ha sido una peli muy compleja. Y además se hizo esperar por todo el tema del COVID, porque lo teníamos que rodar el año pasado, entonces tuvimos que posponerlo un año, y estamos muy felices de finalmente presentarla. Y entonces, en realidad, yo lo único que quiero cuando pasa algo así es sentir que te abre una puerta para hacer la próxima película, que espero que la hagamos pronto y que ya estamos trabajando en ella. Entonces, un poco ese es el espíritu, ¿no? Poder seguir haciendo pelis, porque es lo que me hace más feliz del mundo y lo que creo que me gusta, ¿no? Y en cuanto al tema de las mujeres, tienes razón, o sea, ha habido muchas premiadas y de hecho, bueno, había muchas mujeres también en la selección oficial de este año y yo estoy convencida de que es una cosa que ha venido para quedarse, porque un poco los referentes están cambiando, ¿no? O sea, yo me acuerdo cuando estudiaba me costaba poder pensar en directoras mujeres, ¿no? O sea, había algunas, pero no muchas, o no nos las enseñaban tampoco, ¿no? Y poco a poco, digamos que esto está cambiando porque hay una voluntad de que cambie, porque somos la mitad del mundo, debemos contar la mitad de historias, ¿no? Y creo que el hecho de que las nuevas generaciones tengan más referentes hará que en algún momento llegue la paridad, ¿no? Aún no estamos ahí porque han sido muchas mujeres premiadas, pero las cifras de cuántas mujeres dirigen pelis o producen pelis aún no son equitativas, ¿no?
My name is Mohammed Shabit, African Refugees. I'm so happy. I'm really happy. The language, I told you, partially stand. Now Barcelona doesn't make best in that. They have the golden rail. I just want to ask you, because I told you, I talked to you about the film, but I want to ask you, the moment you heard your name, when they say the winner is, what yes. happened to you? Please, can you tell us the moment, whatever you want?
I don't know, you know, because it wasn't hearing my name. It was actually when they said why they put award this film, that Maria and I were holding our hands and listening to what they were saying, and it pretty much was our film. So we imagined that maybe this would come. So when they say Alcaraz, I didn't even hear my name. So we just went, and yeah, I'm so proud. I'm so happy.
Hola Carla, muchísimas felicidades por esta maravillosa película. Y mi pregunta es, creo que los que hemos visto Verano, 1993 y esta, ¿hay alguna armonía, o sea, cómo encuentras la armonía entre la dirección de los personajes, el montaje, el guión tan complicado, ya se habla muchas veces de lo difícil que fue, porque son muchos elementos y se siente como uno? La inspiración simplemente llega como...
No.
¿Qué trabajo hay ahí detrás para conseguir toda esa armonía entre tantos elementos?
Hay mucho trabajo en esta peli. O sea, realmente ha sido un proyecto muy complejo. De hecho, ahora con María tenemos ganas de hacer una cosa un poquito más sencilla, ¿no? Para disfrutar también. Pero ha sido una peli difícil desde el guión. O sea, estuvimos pues, 2 años y casi pico escribiendo. Porque al final escribir un relato coral es algo complejo y que no sabíamos hacer, que teníamos que aprender a hacer, ¿no? De alguna manera. Entonces hay películas corales que evidentemente nos inspiraron, pero teníamos que encontrar nuestra propia manera de construirlo, que para mí, en relación a mi cine, parte de las emociones, y en este caso como las emociones de un personaje repercuten al otro, que repercuten al otro, y hay un relevo, digamos, y la familia se mueve como un todo, ¿no? Entonces, fue compleja, pero aparte de eso, pues quisimos también ponernos ahí otro reto, que era hacer esta peli con actores no profesionales. que para mí es una cosa muy positiva, porque es lo que trae la verdad a la peli, espontaneidad, y hace que lo que se ve en la pantalla esté vivo. Pero evidentemente era difícil porque me gusta rodar el guión, entonces prepararnos para eso fue un proceso largo. Y finalmente en el montaje también, o sea, el montaje fue complejo en el sentido de que teníamos que tener siempre muchas cosas en la cabeza, ¿no? Y como un poco reescribir la peli, que es lo que se hace siempre en un montaje, pero en este caso, al ser un relato coral y haber tantas piezas a encajar, pues aún era más difícil.
María, ¿querías compartir algo de lo que representa este premio para ti?
Bueno, para nosotros es muy importante, la primera, haber sido invitados a competición oficial, ¿no tenemos en español?
Sí.
Lo primero para haber sido invitados a competición oficial después de venir aquí con la primera película de Carla, fue un honor. Y luego ya este premio es como, bueno, es un sueño, la verdad, porque no nos esperábamos y como se dice siempre, pero en este caso la verdad es que, bueno, veníamos ya con el honor de estar en competición de sección oficial, ¿no? Después de haber estado en el inicio, era como dar un salto muy grande para Carla y para todos nosotros. Entonces, este oso de oro, bueno, lo que decía Carla, al final, estas cosas lo que hacen es darte seguridad para la siguiente. Entonces, bueno, pues estamos muy contentos porque sabemos que la siguiente la vamos a poder hacer, que no es poco. Entonces, bueno, por suerte, durante la pandemia, pues creo que mala suerte porque pues, pusimos un año, pero en ese año aprovechamos mucho el tiempo y desarrollamos ya el guión de la siguiente película de Carla. Entonces, bueno, ya vamos más avanzados y vamos cambiando de.
You're making me a Berlinale Talents very proud because you also have both alumni. Join me in congratulating the winners of the Golden Bear. Carla Simone and Maria de Mont.